Exodus chapter 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, "You will now see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand he will let them go, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land." And God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord, and I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, and my name is the Lord. But I was not known to them in that character. And I will also set up my covenant with them by giving them the land of Canaan, the land of their domicile where they were resident. And I have also heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, whom the Egyptians are forcing to work. And I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the sons of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt. And I will deliver you from their works, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to myself as a people, and I will be God to you, and you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from being under the burdens of Egypt. And I will bring you to the land where I raised my hand, swearing to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you as a possession, as I am the Lord." So Moses spoke like that to the sons of Israel. But they did not listen to Moses on account of their impatience and the harsh work. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Go and speak to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and say that he is to let the sons of Israel go from his land." Then Moses spoke in the presence of the Lord and said, "Look, the sons of Israel have not listened to me, so how will Pharaoh listen to me? And I have an impediment in my speech." Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and he gave them instructions regarding the sons of Israel, and Pharaoh the king of Egypt, so as to bring the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of the households of their fathers. The sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, were Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. Those were the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon were Jemuel and Jamin and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar and Saul the son of the Canaanite woman. Those were the families of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Levi by their genealogy: Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon were Libni and Shimei, according to their families. And the sons of Kohath were Amram and Izhar, and Hebron and Uziel. And the years of Kohath's life were 133 years. And the sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. Those were the families of the Levites by their genealogies. And Amram took Jochebed his aunt as wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. And the years of Amram's life were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar were Korah and Nepheg and Zichri. And the sons of Uziel were Mishael and Elzaphan and Sithri. And Aaron took Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab, Nachshon's sister, as his wife, and she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And the sons of Korah were Asir, and Elkanah, and Abiasaph. Those were the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, took one of Putiel's daughters as his wife, and she bore him Phinehas. Those were the heads of the fathers of the Levites, according to their families. They are the Aaron and Moses, to whom the Lord said, "Bring the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their companies." They are the ones who told Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the sons of Israel from Egypt. They are Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass on the day when the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, everything that I say to you." Then Moses said before the Lord, "Look, I have an impediment in my speech, so how will Pharaoh listen to me?"